Welcome to the Playmakers Talk Show, where CEOs, business owners, professionals, and entrepreneurs gather to discover playmaking ideas from world-famous entrepreneurs, business celebrities, and the Playmakers team of experts. You'll hear inspiring stories, playmaking ideas, and that one big thing that launched them on toward success. Get ready for the Playmakers Talk Show. Our host is Steve Klein, a renowned business author, keynote speaker, and master at helping clients reach peak performance through success skills, leadership, sales, time management, customer service, communication skills, and behavior change. He's helped generate quantum leaps for hundreds of companies. Now it's time to meet this week's Playmakers. Here's your host, Steve Klein.
Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. And Playmakers Talk Show is all about CEOs, business owners, and executives who have found success within their business and with themselves. We have in the studio today two women by the name of first Alice Balin. And Alice is America's good eating expert. And we also have Beth Lerman, principal of her own advertising SWAT team. So our first guest is Beth Lerman. Beth has been the principal at Lerman & Company for 11 years, and she's an award-winning creative herself. She was a creative director at Tracy Locke, DDB Needham, where she produced her breakthrough campaign for Tabasco, a woman after my own heart. Prior to that, she was an art director at Young & Rubicam in New York, working on accounts such as Time and People magazines, Breyers Ice Cream, Johnson & Johnson, and Merrill Lynch. She's also produced television commercials for national accounts such as Church's Chicken, Home Depot, Walmart, and Long John Silver's. Now, Best Company is a marketing communication team with business minds and creative souls, a collection of pedigreed creatives, brand managers, brand strategists, and digital media specialists. Her team thinks of themselves as a marketing app that their clients can activate as needed. They also have been compared to a SWAT team, as I mentioned, because of the experience and agility they can bring to a client's needs, whether it's for one day as brains for hire on a strategic project or on a longer-term assignment such as brand development, a marketing campaign, or website design. Beth, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you so much for having me today.
Well, thank you very much for being here. Let's say that I'm a potential client and I've never advertised before. What do I do?
Well, the first thing you do is give us a call, because as you said, we do have business minds and creative souls. And the way that we approach a client is from a business perspective first. We would come in and ask certain questions about your brand. We would want to make sure that you understood your brand from the very beginning. Before we ever got into any creative execution, we would delve into what your product is, what your target market is, how you think you're perceived in the the marketplace, and how you would like to be perceived. Our passion is to take a business from initial branding and follow it all the way through creative execution. But we can come in at any part of a marketing plan and provide solutions. But if you're a new advertiser, the first thing you would want to do is talk to us and let us ask you questions about your business and approach everything from a business standpoint first.
There's an excellent download on Beth's website, which is LermanandCompany.com, which has a number of print ads that her team has worked on. What comes to mind is the term branding, and it's something that people hear. They'll look at an ad, they'll know there's a brand, but for most people, most companies, that's very difficult to figure out on their own. How do you work with them on that?
Well, first of all, the thing that that is so important to realize is that a brand is not a logo. A brand is a promise. And your brand is what people say about you when you're not in the room. So what we like to do is go through a process with a client where we do what's called a branding workshop. And we bring in our SWAT team of specialists who we might do some initial research. We might interview the principals of the company, the decision makers. We might do some focus groups to find out perceptions in the marketplace. And then we do a full-day workshop with our creative team and our brand strategist and the decision makers in the company. And we spend 4 to 6 hours going through a process of asking questions about Who are you? What's your personality? What is your higher calling? And this whole day culminates into what we call a branding platform. And from that, we determine what creative executions need to take place next. And that might be a logo, a theme line, outdoor, radio, or television. But once you have your brand platform, everything is measured by that. We don't do any creative, and we tell the client not to do any creative until they always go back to their brand platform, because you are your brand and you need to be your brand all the time. Every time the phone rings, every time you talk to a new client, every time you're out in the marketplace, even if you're in a social situation, know your brand. And that's what we specialize in.
To a lot of people, the logo is the visual expression of their brand in many cases.
Correct.
Your clients, maybe initial clients you work with, probably have never done a branding exercise at all. And this is probably one of the most effective things for them, really understand who they are, because it's in their head, but what you're doing is pulling it out and helping them understand that.
That's correct. That's correct, because we have so much experience working on global brands, handling major pieces of business throughout our advertising careers. And we have all also owned our own businesses. Some of us have even owned our own advertising agencies. So we understand how important it is to know your product, know your target, to express yourself, to get that return on investment.
Well, I'm looking at your website right now as you're talking about this, and you have a number of areas that you work with your clients on: art direction, copy, graphic design, digital studio, et cetera. Not every one of your clients will need all of those, but the partners that you have in your firm are all specific experts at each one. So it looks like you pull the right people in at the right time for the right client.
That's exactly right. And when you were talking about a SWAT team earlier, one of the other analogies is that, do you remember the show Mission Impossible?
Yes.
Okay. Now, some of your younger viewers may not remember Jim Phelps, but they might remember, I said viewers, I meant your listeners, but they might remember Tom Cruise. In the beginning of that show, there was a mission. And Jim would take a folder and he would lay out photographs of who his experts were going to be for that specific mission. Our system is very similar. The phone rings. I hear about the mission from the client, and I put the team together that are going to be the experts in each one of those areas. And it might be graphic design, copywriting, brand strategy. But the thing that makes us a little bit different is that all of the people in the group, whether they are, you know, their discipline is art direction or copywriting, they're all strategists first. And that's the level of experience that we bring. But we put that team together, and it can be unbundled. It can be just a copywriter and an art director, or it could be just a brand strategist that needs to write a marketing plan. As I said in the beginning, we love to work with clients from, you know, the beginning of their branding initiative all the way through. But again, we can come in at any point and put those members together that will achieve that specific goal. And we're able to do that and work within that company's brand voice that may already be established. And we're happy to do that. So, yes, we are. I put these teams together, and it's just like Jim on that show. I trust them with my life, and I trust that they're going to accomplish every single mission that they go out on.
I can see Beth sitting in her office with pictures in front of her and a tape recorder that catches fire afterwards after the mission. She puts together her Mission Impossible team. And branding, as you're talking about, could be initially as simply a logo on their business card all the way on up. We're going to talk more about branding as we come back from our break, specifically what it is, how it's developed, et cetera. We're speaking with Beth Lerman, Lerman & Company. This is Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
96.3 FM HD2 and 570 AM.
Two great places to keep up with your world with KLIF News and Information.
Here's Johann von Best, Executive Director of the Southwest Age Intervention Institute.
Our process starts with a 92-panel biomarker blood work, and in that blood work, obviously, all the hormone levels of the body are going to be reviewed. Your normal blood work that you would have with your doctor is going to be there too. But what we do that is different is that we review markers of inflammation and risk factors for disease as well. Now think about it. As we become older, is it not better for us not to have to deal with something than to have to deal with something? And so if we are able to look at hormone levels too and see where they come to lie, a program is then built upon their particular need. In other words, one person does not need what another one does, nor is one person's goals the same as that of another. So yes, it's very individualized, very much to what they want themselves.
Contact the Southwest Age Intervention Institute at 1-800-AGE-EXPERT or on the web at 800AGEExpert.com.
Congratulations, KLIF listeners. You are pretty special. 9 out of 10 of you are homeowners. You earn more than most. Plus, you're well-educated. Now, guess what else? You're also an incredible target market for advertising. So, if you listen to KLIF and you own a business, well, you might want to advertise to great folks like you right here. To advertise on KLIF, call Jerry at 972-708-4252. That's 972-708-4252.
CEOs, entrepreneurs, and business owners, if 2013 will be your breakout year, listen closely, because the tools necessary for this year's success are available right now. Hi, I'm Steve Klein, host of the Playmakers Talk Show here on 570 KLIF, author of Sell When You See the Whites of Their Eyes, and CEO of the Professional Development Center. Which of these keynote talks or workshops will move your people toward peak performance this year? How to Slay Your Dragons? Values-Driven Leadership? Coaching for Improved Performance, Sell When You See the Whites of Their Eyes, Management by Strengths, The Time of Your Life, Outrageous Customer Service, Communication Skills, or Behavior Change. Quantum Leap Success is just around the corner. So, if people development is in your organizational plans to move to peak performance, go right now to pdcchange.com. That's pdcchange.com, and let us know when we can help move you toward your best year ever in 2013. Oh, and ask for our free report.
Welcome to the Playmakers Talk Show, where CEOs, business owners, professionals, and entrepreneurs gather to...
We're back with the Playmakers Talk Show for business owners and self-employed professionals. Once again, here's Steve Klein.
Welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. Again, I'm Steve Klein, and we are speaking in this segment to Beth Lerman. Beth is a principal at Lerman and Company, and they are specialists. And if I say advertising, that's simplifying a little bit much. We've been talking about branding and helping their clients develop the brand. And that's what we were talking about before the break. And I work with clients on branding too and helping them develop it, which is, again, very difficult for people to understand. But Beth, when you work with your clients, do they have kind of an aha moment when all of a sudden they realize what their brand really is?
Yes, they do. And we can see it on their faces. Again, when we're in that branding workshop and we're asking them questions about themselves, and a lot of times we can pull out of a client things that they didn't even know about themselves. We can ask them questions where they didn't even realize that that might be their unique selling benefit. So as we go through the process, yes, they do have those aha moments. And from that point, the creative almost writes itself.
So whatever they're paying you eventually, they're actually getting a return on their investment just from that initial discussion, finding out where they're going. Well, you've been doing this for a few years. How did you get started? How did you become an expert at helping your clients understand all this?
Well, again, it comes from having so much experience in the advertising world. Everybody in our group has worked at all the big agencies across the country, been creative directors, executive creative directors. And one of the things that I think helped me in this business, in this specific business, was that I was an art director and a creative myself. So when a client gives me a call, I understand what the problem is or what needs to be solved. I understand what the people in my group need to go through that process from a timing standpoint, a budget standpoint. So I think the fact that we have so much experience in the agency world has given us what we need to be able to do this for our clients on a very economical basis. They are getting very, very senior creative and branding talent that is big agency thinking, but not big agency prices. And that is one of the great benefits that we can bring to small to medium businesses.
Well, one of the advantages, you don't have the overhead that these large agencies have also.
That's true. And that is one of our benefits to our clients, again, to these small to medium businesses who may not have the money to retain a brick and mortar agency. Because we all work out of our own spaces, we're able to provide a very, very reasonable fee for the amount of expertise and intelligence and marketing savvy that our clients are going to receive. And they only have to pay for it as they go. We're again, like you mentioned earlier, we're like a marketing app. You hit that button and we're on. And when we're off the clock.
As you meet with them and have the discussion we've been talking about, when you're finding out what their brand is, et cetera, at that point, they understand what this will run them financially. And as I said, they probably got more out of it just from having that meeting by understanding where they are. And they're probably very happy to do business with you based on what you're going to suggest to them.
That's right. Because they might come to us saying, oh, gosh, I need, you know, an ad campaign. I need outdoor. I need radio. I need television. And we might start asking them questions. And that might not be the best use of their money. And we will always be honest and upfront about that. It may just be a direct mail campaign, or it may be, one print ad. Again, it depends on who their target is, but we will always let them know the best use of their money because we look at it as if it's our own.
Well, you've been doing this for 11 years.
11 years.
What was the one thing, or maybe this is Playmakers Talk Show, the playmaking idea that hit you that you decided – I need to be doing this on my own with colleagues that can help me really help clients.
These guys I have worked with throughout my career, grown up within my career, and they came to me and said, you know, we don't want to be in the agency environment anymore. We are at such a level in our careers that we're doing meetings and we're not doing the work. Would you put us together in a cohesive team? And when I say cohesive, I mean we have relationships with each other so that when we go out to a client, we're not on a blind date with each other. In other words, I'm not pulling from a network of an art director over here or a copywriter over here. These are people who already, as a matter of fact, we finish each other's sentences. So we decided that the way to make this work was having those relationships and the relationships that I had with them. And realizing that my strengths, while I've got the advertising and the art direction background, my strength was in meeting with clients, showing the portfolio, talking about these guys, and getting clients and getting projects. And it has been an amazing success for the last 11 years, and we're so proud of it.
So you are the salesperson.
That is
of
correct.
Your team, and you're also the big picture person. You're probably the one that goes in and paints that big picture, but these experts you have behind you come in and fill in or connect the dots and fill in the picture, so to speak.
That's exactly right, Steve. I go out and make the presentations. I do the introductions. I like the way you put that. I paint the picture, show the portfolio. And another one of those aha moments that clients have when they first meet with us is when they look at the work. They have an aha moment then.
And if you'd like to see some of that work, again, go to Lohrmann and Company. That's the and spelled A-N-D in the middle with that and company spelled out. There is a PDF with a number of print ads, and these are some of the ads that you worked on with your company. I'm looking at some of these. I am not a visual person at all. I mean, I can look at an ad as I'm looking at right now, and I know that's great. I can tell you, I really like that. I have no idea how to get to that. And that's probably one of the assets that you bring along. You help your clients see what they want their potential customers to see. And that's part of that is the branding. And looking at it and knowing exactly what message you're going to come across. Because not only the branding, you have to have a cohesive branding, but you also need to have that message too. And you're probably helping them determine that.
That is exactly right. We love to start with the initial branding, and that leads us to what the creative execution should be. With all the experience that we have, we know graphically how to make that sing, as well as verbally. And with our brand higher calling is to say it better. And not only do we challenge our clients to say it better, meaning their brand and their advertising, we also challenge ourselves every time we do a project.
Well, I sold radio advertising years ago, but it was radio advertising. A little bit different, not as much of the visual came in the words. But I help my clients understand that it's something you need to do on a regular basis. You're not going to run an ad and all of a sudden things will change. It changes over a period of time. And it sounds like that's what you're doing with your clients, helping them build a long-term relationship with their potential clients.
That's right. And while we do project work, we might do, you know, a one-off project, we also have clients that we've worked with for years. We come in when we're needed, but we already have that relationship built with them, and we already have the knowledge of their brand and what the messaging should be. So we work with them over the years, and we come in periodically when it's time to refresh those outdoor boards or it's time to refresh those newspaper ads. So, yes, we help our clients on a long-term basis as well.
If you go to that, her website, on the top paragraph says, to say that Lerman & Company represents a group of freelance creative people is like, kind of like saying the 63 Yankees were a group of guys who like playing outside. So that kind of sums up everything you've been talking about. Beth, thank you very much for being here. Tell us once again what your website is.
LermanAndCompany.com.
And your phone number?
214-693-8477.
Beth, thank you very much for being here. You were outstanding.
Thank you, Steve.
Coming up after our break, we are going to understand, and this is for men and women. Men, listen closely also. We're going to find out exactly what you need to do to have the body that you wanted to have and the lifestyle, eating-wise, that you'd like to have. Stay with us. I'm Steve Klein. This is Playmakers Talk Show. Are you a CEO, business owner, or entrepreneur who's achieved outstanding success, or do you know someone who has? Hi, I'm Steve Klein, host of the Playmakers Talk Show here on 570 KLIF. The Playmakers Talk Show is all about leaders who have made it happen in their field or business. We're looking for these high-achieving playmakers as guests on our Playmakers Talk Show. Who are the high-achieving playmakers that you'd like to nominate? Right now, go to PlaymakersTalkShow.com. That's PlaymakersTalkShow.com, and tell us who's the most outstanding playmaker you know.
I'm Corey Mencken with the ASPCA, asking you to join our No Pet Store Puppies campaign and take our pledge not to buy anything at pet stores or on websites that sell puppies. Chances are that the cute puppy in the window or on the internet came from a puppy mill, a large-scale commercial breeding operation where dogs are housed in overcrowded, unsanitary conditions without adequate veterinary care, food, water, or socialization. Help the ASPCA end puppy mill cruelty by taking our pledge at NoPetStorePuppies.com.
Alarming signs. Are you watching for them? Before the Great Depression, there were alarming signs. Before the 2008 Great Recession, there were early indicators. If you miss those, pay attention. Today's economic warnings couldn't be more clear. Federal debt is $16 trillion, and in 8 years is projected to hit $22 trillion, enough to bankrupt the country. While our currency is being debased, China, Russia, India, and others are stockpiling gold to prepare. Can your family afford another financial loss of 20, 30, even 40%? Get informed. Protect your assets right now. Call Lear Capital and request a free copy of the special report, Rising Debt and Record Gold Ahead. 800-445-1099. 800-445-1099, 800-445-1099, 800-445-1099.
Here's Johann von Best, Executive Director of the Southwest Age Intervention Institute.
Typically, as we become older, between 40 and 45 and 50, we will generally begin to experience, you know, changes associated with aging. My energy is less than, I don't think as clearly, my memory, my focus is not there, I don't sleep as well. In the bedroom, there are changes that I don't want to deal with. That's where we come in. So we focus on exercise, which is appropriate, we all know that, a proper nutritional approach, the nutritional supplements that are going to be there directly for each patient to return them to health, but then rebalancing their hormone levels to allow them to mimic where they were when they were in their late 20s and in their early 30s. Become that vibrant person that they used to be beforehand. For most of us, at the age of 30, that really was our best time.
Contact the Southwest Age Intervention Institute at 1-800-AGE-EXPERT or on the web at 800AGEExpert.com.
We're back with the Playmakers Talk Show for business owners and self-employed professionals. Once again, here's Steve Klein.
Welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show, and I'm Steve Klein, and our guest this segment is going to help us understand how and why we eat. And just before our guest came in, I made sure that we took out the 2 dozen jelly donuts that we had here in the studio. Our guest, who is laughing, is Alice Balin. Alice specializes in showing clients how to beat the binge and build a better body, overcome compulsive and emotional eating, being overweight, and dealing with life stressors and obstacles. She's the author of Eat Up the Good Life and 4 other books, including Nothing But Net. Now, Alice's mission is to motivate people to be happy and healthy in mind, body, and spirit through self-acceptance, self-discovery, and education. She's America's good eating expert and blog author of From Cowgirl to Crusader, as she protects and defends others so they may shine with truth, integrity, and inner power. She also leaps tall buildings in a single bound.
That's the most fun.
That is, yeah, better, I can see you doing that too.
Yeah.
And she shows clients how to overcome adversity and self-reliant. Alice has a number of credentials, a licensed professional counselor, registered and licensed dietitian, certified medical and analytical hypnotherapist. We're going to have fun in this session.
Yes, and I'll put you to sleep.
She's a she has a private practice in Plano, and she's a certified life coach. Alice, thank you very much for being here.
Thanks, Steve. Love being here.
Well, we're going to talk about your expertise involving areas such as binge eating, but first, let's talk about what causes anyone to have eating disorders. How does habit and preconditioning affect our eating habits?
A lot of clients who come to me first of all, binge eating and other types of eating disorders are a condition of disconnection. It's more of a disconnection disorder. It's a disconnection from mind and body. So the mind and body kind of separate. They learn that maybe they've been bullied in school. They were called names like fatso or you're ugly or something. And I mean, all of us have been through that at some point or another, at least everybody that I know, including myself. But it affects some people more worse than others. So, or maybe somebody's been through some type of a trauma, sexual abuse or incest or verbal or emotional violence as a child, or they were in a car accident, or they've been through a divorce, or it can happen at different stages in life. But the ones that I focus on are those who have binge eating disorder, because that's my love, my expertise. I love to help people go from chaos to calm, from incompetence to having a great confidence about themselves so they can feel good about themselves. I believe everyone has a gift, and they should be able to share that with others. And I help them get over those hurdles, those obstacles that impede their progress, so they can really be happy again.
So you're helping them find that gift that's inside of them to help them change what they're doing. And a lot of that has to do with attitude.
Yes.
It's their attitude toward it. As I was hearing you say that, some people go to food, other people go to smoking.
Yes.
Would smoking be something similar in terms of doing the wrong things when a negative happens in their lives?
It would, because oftentimes there's some unfulfilled, unmet need, And people feel it in different ways. They have different addictions. Usually if they have one addiction, like food, there's also gambling or spending or sex or drugs or pornography or something like that. So it can be a combination. Usually there's three altogether. And what I like to do is help deal with the core issues. What's the root cause? What causes people to start this in the first place, and help them on multiple levels, give them new skills, savvy skills that they can put to work right away. And that's kind of what is very helpful in the long term.
So you're going down the very essence of the reason why they want to change.
Mm-hmm.
And then you help them understand also why they began doing that.
Right.
So you're spending a lot of time really consulting with your clients to find out what's going on in their life. Now, what's interesting, you mentioned something a few moments ago, there's usually three addictions. So when you're working with a client on binge eating, there's some other disorder in their life too. Now, do you work with them on that also, or help them understand that?
I do. And one of the first keys is just awareness. And people with binge eating are often aware of the problems they have. They know they have problems and they want to change it. They're very motivated in that way. That's what I love working with them. They're like in their, usually their mid to late 20s to late 50s. And any range of the, a lot of them are women. I also have some men. I had a woman client a few years ago, just loved her. She came in and she said, Alice, I need to talk to you. I don't know what's wrong, but every morning I wake up and I see all these empty food cartons and wrappers all over the house, and my stomach hurts and I feel really terrible and I don't know what's wrong, but I don't remember eating those foods. Can you help me? And I had never come across that before. So, you know, that was that part, that disconnection that I was talking about earlier. She was a wonderful, and of course she had gained weight. And she said, I don't know why I've gained weight, because I'm still eating the same foods that she was aware of in her eating hours. But during the times that she was binging, she didn't know what was going on. That was that disconnection, that dissociation, or that fragmentation from the mind and the body. Well, over time we found out that she had had a death in the family, and she was terribly grieving about this loved one. And so I helped her deal with the grief and the loss and come to some new skills so she could get back on her usual healthy meal plan and lifestyle again and not do the binging. And that was very fun for both of us. It was just life-changing.
Hearing that story, it sounded like it was unconscious.
It was.
She had absolutely no idea.
Not
as if she
clue.
Was sleepwalking.
Right.
I've heard the term, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. And you mentioned that some of your clients are a little bit older, middle-aged clients.
Mm-hmm.
Can you really teach an old dog new tricks? Can you really get them to change the patterns in their life that have caused them to do this, to switch and eat healthier and become better physically?
Absolutely. And I personalize the approach for every individual. I have some proven methods and systems that I have put out in the books that I've written to help them in different areas. But also helpful, besides the books and the programs, are some things that work on the subconscious level. And that would be like hypnotherapy and emotional freedom technique. And those are we kind of help people put them in a state of deep relaxation, send the ego, who wants to be totally in charge and in control, send the ego on a little vacation while we work on the subconscious and help bring forward all those gifts and talents that the individual has, and give them some new declarations and affirmations and positive ways of doing things. I had people listen to my Lose Weight with Hypnosis audio, and they're stunned. They said, I was walking by a health club the other day, and I went in and joined for personal training 3 days a week, and I don't even like to work out. Or I'm going to the grocery store, and we always go to the junk food, but this time we stopped the fruits and vegetables and loaded up. What is on that audio? And I said, well, good stuff, you know. So people absolutely can change very eagerly, because I help them focus on where do you want to go, what's the end result, and how we get there could vary with the individual, and you know what different skills that they need to get to that point.
Years ago, when I was dealing with individuals, which is one of the ways we met
yes.
a number of years ago, two of the things that kept coming up in their lives was physical, their body, dieting, and also financial, earning the kind of money they want to earn. And a big part of what I was, and I still am involved with my clients, is affirmations, as you mentioned,
mm-hmm.
saying things to ourselves. And one of the things I always suggest is finding audio that you can listen to, basically to self-hypnotize yourself, which is basically what you're saying. They heard these messages from you so often, it caused them to do something that they wouldn't have done otherwise.
Over and over again.
And that's yes. That's the key, that constant hitting with new information to change the thoughts in their head.
You brought up a real good point, Steve, and that is that it takes about 5 positive messages to overcome every negative one. And people with eating disorders and other types of addictions have had a lifetime of negative messages. Most of all, we beat ourselves up the worst, but they also hear it from parents and friends and husbands and wives constantly over and over. So we need to go way on the other side to give that those positive affirmations and declarations to come out of that, because people are so valuable and we want more healthy, good people in this planet. Because when you're more healthy, you attract healthier relationships, healthier people in your life, and your health is much better. We know that the incidence of cancer and heart disease and other types of things can go down when you have a healthy body and healthy mind.
So in essence, by working with you, their whole life will change. It's not just the eating habits. Their whole life will change. And if you want to follow along with us while we're talking to Alice, you can go to one of her websites, which is Binge, B-I-N-G-E, BingeEatingDallas.com, and you'll see Alice there with a video and phone number and everything else, and you can follow along with us. That's where we're going to continue talking about binge eating. But one of the questions I want to ask you before we take our a break in a few moments is your training.
Mm.
What kind of training did you have to help you develop the expertise to help people with eating disorders?
I started out as an 8-year-old when my parents had a family meeting. I didn't know what that was. They had called the 4 of us kids into the room. My dad said, "Kids, we're going to start eating more healthy because our bodies are the only thing we have that we have control over. I'm going to build a grape arbor. We're going to plant some tomatoes and mint and green beans in the backyard and things like that." I was like, I could tell my parents were together. They were united in this mission. And I went to school like the next day and I asked my classmates, "So what did you have for breakfast?" You know, and, you know, I was just curious. And one would say like, "Oh, a donut or nothing." And I was so happy because my mom made us a hot breakfast every day. And I felt so blessed, so happy to have, because we had so much energy. We were more receptive to learning and to burning off the energy that kids have in school. So that was one thing. And then going through in high school, I had someone mentor me in high school that I wanted to become a dietitian. And then I've had some great lifelong education and training with some of the top mentors and eating disorder specialists in the country, including Carolyn Costin, who's written some books, and Anita Johnston and Janine Roth and Francie White. Those are all great mentors of mine continually through the years. So I love passionately helping people with eating disorders and anxiety and trauma so they can have a happier, healthy life again.
We're going to continue talking about this when we come back from a break. One of the things we're also going to talk about is energy. You mentioned that. I want to explore that a little further. This is Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. We're going to be back right after this.
Here's Johann von Best, Executive Director of the Southwest Age Intervention Institute.
It's probably logical for most of us. By the time we reach 50 years old, our hormone levels are in decline. Women, as you know, around the age of 50, begin to enter menopause and therefore experience those changes too. So energy is an enormous part of this. We go home, it's 6 o'clock at night, we have dinner, we go and watch TV, and the next thing it is, it's 7:30, 8 o'clock, and we're fast asleep on the couch. Your wife says to you, "Darling, do you want to go out to a movie?" And you go, "Oh, darling, I'm just too tired, I can't do that." When you were younger, you were so vibrant. You never thought twice about somebody saying to you, "Hey, do you want to go and see a movie?" Yes, you're already out the door at that point. Isn't it wonderful to have energy back again? Isn't it wonderful to feel so much better? And I think that's where we come in and do such a marvelous job.
Contact the Southwest Age Intervention Institute at 1-800-AGE-EXPERT or on the web at 800AGEExpert.com. That's 800AGEExpert.com.
Congratulations, KLIF listeners. You are pretty special. 9 out of 10 of you are homeowners. You earn more than most. Plus, you're well-educated. Now guess what else? You're also an incredible target market for advertising. So, if you listen to KLIF and you own a business, well, you might want to advertise to great folks like you right here. To advertise on KLIF, call Jerry at 972-708-4252. That's 972-708-4252.
Here's Johann von Best, Executive Director of the Southwest Age Intervention Institute.
Our process starts with 92-panel biomarker blood work, and in that blood work, obviously, all the hormone levels of the body are going to be reviewed. Your normal blood work that you would have with your doctor is going to be there too. But what we do that is different is that we review markers of inflammation and risk factors for disease as well. Now think about it. As we become older, is it not better for us not to have to deal with something than to have to deal with something? And so if we are able to look at hormone levels too and see where they come to lie, a program is then built upon their particular need. In other words, one person does not need what another one does, nor is one person's goals the same as that of another. So yes, it's very individualized, very much to what they want themselves.
Contact the Southwest Age Intervention Institute at 1-800-AGE-EXPERT or on the web at 800AGEExpert.com.
We're back with the Playmakers Talk Show for business owners and self-employed professionals. Once again, here's Steve Klein.
Thank you for returning back to us. Again, this is Playmakers Talk Show, and I'm Steve Klein. And our guest this segment has been, and still is, Alice Balin. And Alice, as I'm reading from one of her sheets she gave me from one of her colleagues or clients, says that Alice Balin is like having a professional nutritionist, psychotherapist, coach, and spiritual wise woman wrapped into one caring heart. Wow.
Wow, that she made me feel really good. Francie White is one of my heroes.
I'll bet after hearing something like that. We were talking before the break about how you got into this, and it kind of is a lifelong thing for you, starting at the age of 8.
Mm-hmm.
To change horses here midstream, as we were talking during the break, I saw an article in the newspaper this morning, and I've been reading about it for the last few months, is energy drinks. And I'm sure you have specific opinions about energy drinks. Energy drinks to me are something that people do because they're not eating correctly. They need to have the energy.
Right.
Any feeling specifically on, not energy drinks specifically, but you used the word energy before the break. What can people do eating wise to gain a lot of energy or reduce the non-energy things that they're doing?
Interesting that you brought that topic up today, because it is a very hot topic. Even with my clients who come in for weight loss or, you know, bulimia or binge eating or compulsive eating, something like that, a lot of them have a light breakfast or no breakfast, or they don't eat all day long, and then by the afternoon they're starving to death. And some of them, even the young people and others, start with energy drinks. Personally, you know, one of the first things that I do with a client is help them get on a good personalized nutrition plan that fits in with their lifestyle, their budget, when they work or go to school, and, you know, appropriate snacks and good things like that. That's why I keep writing books, because I can't put it all into one book, because they keep asking more questions. But my feeling about energy drinks, Steve, is that they're like you said, for people who haven't planned ahead, and that is one of the hallmarks of success, is to do some pre-planning at least one day in advance to plan what you're going to eat. And I help people do that so that it's not a shot in the dark. It's like you've got your schedule. You can have energy and power and how you have relationships and confidence with people in life and reduce disease. The energy drinks are mostly like caffeine and sugar or similar things like that. And I really feel that if a person has like a good breakfast, and I've got a video of a great breakfast on my Eat Up the Good Life website, that it's, you don't have to have those energy drinks. It's just like sugar water and excess calories that you have to then burn off that take lots of time. And people, their time is precious. They don't have like 2 or 3 or 4 hours to work out most of the time anymore. So rather than have that, I give them other ideas on things they can have to really give them energy. And eating regular meals, which is kind of a thing of the past. So getting back to those basics, you know, like you're into basketball and your game is off. I know a lot of coaches say, okay, it's back to dribbling. We're going to do this. We're going
to
do that.
Back to the basics.
Back to the basics. It's the same thing with eating. And most families don't even have like one meal a week or a day together. And that is so important in reducing eating disorders and hunger and anxiety and obesity and, you know, feeling better. I had a mother-daughter come in one time, and I had to do a lot of mother-daughter consultations. And so one of the first things I asked them, the mother was afraid the daughter is developing an eating disorder. And one of the questions I asked was, okay, well, when was the last time you had a meal together as a family? Well, it looked like they were stunned. Like, they looked at each other, they said, well, I don't know, I think it's been months. not only a week or a month, but months and months and months. And so no wonder that the daughter was in trouble, because family time, you can get to talk and communicate and say, how are you doing in school? What's going on? What are you really like? And so there's the beginning of that emptiness, that disconnection with relationships that are going on. And we all need that, no matter what our age or situation. We need to have positive people in our lives to support us in positive nutrition, which is the reason I wrote two of my latest books, Positive Nutrition, The Girl's Guide to Eating for Energy, Esteem, and Excitement. And then I have one for boys, too, for Top Tips for Healthy Students.
And I'm looking at that right now. It's a great little booklet to help you. The website that Alice mentioned was eatupthegoodlife.com, which is where that video is that you mentioned. Mm-hmm. And those energy drinks, you say, have the sugar and the caffeine and some vitamins in there. Mm-hmm. And they will give you a quick burst.
Yes.
But what happens after that burst is gone? You fall flat because there's nothing to follow up on. I heard a long time ago, correct me if I'm wrong on this, that we should eat breakfast like a king, lunch like a prince, and dinner like a pauper.
That's a good plan.
Having our most of our food early in the day, mm-hmm. to give us the energy, and then taper off in the evening and not eat late at night.
Yes. And contrary to what some people believe, they think that they've been starving themselves all day. A lot of people get home from work late, and they said, oh, I don't eat till 7 or 8 or 9. So I work with them on having, like, what comprises the protein, fat, carbohydrate of a really nice light meal that gives you energy to catch up. By then, you know, if you're starving, you're going to eat the wrong inappropriate food. So it goes back to planning the right things, having them in your refrigerator, your briefcase, everything like that. There was only one time, well, at least one time that I can remember coming to the symphony at the Dallas Downtown Symphony, and I thought we were going to have, like, you know, shrimp scampi and all that really great stuff and vegetables, because I'd been here before. It was, like, very cool. There was not a stitch of food, not a vending machine, nothing. And I'm going around downtown Dallas in high heels trying to find a vending machine, a hot dog, anything. I was just starving and shaking because my blood sugars get low if I don't eat regularly. And I hadn't had dinner. So even I have to plan ahead, which I do. I take some Kind food bars and different things. So energy is really important, Steve, because if we have enough energy throughout the day, that will keep us from binging and overdoing and eating the wrong things.
How about snacks, or having, instead of three meals a day, five meals a day? How do you feel about eating more often but less to make sure you're filled?
It depends on the individual, you know. So some people who actually have eating disorders are grazing. They say, oh, I'm a grazer, you know, but they don't have enough protein or even enough fat. They have this fear of fat bodies and fat in their diet. We need enough fat and protein in our diet, not too much protein, just the right combination. And so I personalize it for them, because when we do that, we're not as hungry as often. And so, you know, I might say, oh, here's some, like, you know, a corn tortilla with some black beans or some pinto beans and lettuce and tomatoes on top and some onions and maybe some hot sauce, which we like in Dallas. So those would be some great things, but make it simple. So I help them come up with 3 to 5 meals that they don't have to cook. They're easy to assemble, and then where they can eat out and what they can eat. And it just is really a fun process. I had a woman come back one time, and she said she was binging horribly. She came back the next week, because I was really worried about her, and she checked in. She says, Alice, I don't get it. Is this all there is? Because I haven't binged all week. I followed the food plan you gave. I'm doing all the methods that you said on, you know, different ways on the affirmations and the declarations. And she said, I'm fine. I said, well, great. Let's have a follow-up in like 2 or 3 or 4 weeks just to be sure everything's okay. And it was. Now, that might be like an exception to the rule, but people do make a huge difference when they start eating the right way, and energy is a big part of it. So thank you for asking that.
So a lot of it has to do with planning ahead.
Absolutely.
And deciding what you're going to do so you don't eat the wrong information. This is going to change horses kind of midstream, but vitamins. Now, what I've heard is if we eat correctly, there is less of a need to have vitamins. Your thoughts?
It depends on if you have, like, chronic disease or things like omega-3 fatty acids, you might need to have more of those. And I assess that, are people eating well to start with? And it's always good maybe to have a multivitamin with, without iron, depending on your stage in life. So I'm easy to get along with in that regard. So it's when people bring in like a whole suitcase full of vitamins that I start to get worried about, you know, what's it doing to them and, you know, hurting them in the long run.
So it's not the thing you fall back on. It's not going to get you better. It's understanding what you need at regular times. So a multivitamin just to have some vitamins going
in. Yeah, and I prefer people really use food, and I show them how to find things that they will fit into their life.
And that's what I've heard. If you eat the right kind of food, you're getting the right kind of vitamins by doing that. most people eat the wrong kind of food, which means they're not getting the right kind of vitamins. Yeah. Alice, one more time, would you tell us what website we should go to find out everything we need to know about what you offer?
Well, first of all, go to BingeEatingDallas.com. It talks about binge eating treatment and symptoms and things like, are you filled with anxiety? Do you binge out of control or low self-esteem? Is food your enemy? Different things. There's some questions on there to find out if you do have a binge eating disorder. So that's a really great one. And there's an interview with me. I'm talking about some of my clients, the successes I've had with them. And then another one is eatupthegoodlife.com.
What's your phone number?
469-737-5455.
Alice, thank you very much for being here. We've been talking about nutrition, dieting, energy. Thank you very much
Thanks,
for
Steve.
What you had to
Loved
say.
It.
This is Playmakers Talk Show. Thank you for joining us. Join us again next week, same time. I'm Steve Klein. You can check our website out at playmakerstalkshow.com.
Two great signals. One great way to keep up with what's happening in your world. KLIF News and Information, 570 AM,
96.3 FM, HD2.
CEOs, entrepreneurs, and business owners, if 2013 will be your breakout year, listen closely, because the tools necessary for this year's success are available right now. Hi, I'm Steve Klein, host of the Playmakers Talk Show here on 570 KLIF, author of Sell When You See the Whites of Their Eyes, and CEO of the Professional Development Center. Which of these keynote talks or workshops will move your people toward peak performance this year? How to Slay Your Dragons? Values-Driven Leadership? Coaching for Improved Performance? Sell When You See the Whites of Their Eyes? Management by Strengths? The Time of Your Life? Outrageous Customer Service? Communication Skills? Or Behavior Change? Quantum Leap Success is just around the corner. So, if people development is in your organizational plans to move to peak performance, go right now to pdcchange.com. That's pdcchange.com, and let us know when we can help move you toward your best year ever in 2013. Oh, and ask for our free report.
All right, girls, Mother's Day is next week. What should we get Mommy?
Daddy, how about we get her a kitten?
Well, that's a sweet idea, Emma. Let's think of some more.
Daddy? How about we get her a ballerina?
Very good, Chloe. Let's keep thinking.
I know, Daddy. Let's get Mommy her own spaceship.
Good one, Molly. Good one. Oh, boy.
Mother's Day is next week. Are you looking for the perfect gift for your wife or any important mom in your life? Right now, Sherry's Berries has an amazing last-minute deal. You can get our giant gourmet hand-dipped strawberries for just $19.99. These mouth-watering berries are covered in premium gourmet toppings like chocolate chips and nuts for only $19.99. You pick the delivery date and your berries are guaranteed to arrive beautiful and delicious. But hurry, because Mother's Day is next week and this incredible deal ends Friday. The only way to get this incredible deal is to visit berries.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 2000. That's berries.com, secret code 2000.
Are you a CEO, business owner, or entrepreneur who's achieved outstanding success, or do you know someone who has? Hi, I'm Steve Klein, host of the Playmakers Talk Show here on 570 KLIF. The Playmakers Talk Show is all about leaders who have made it happen in their field or business. We're looking for these high-achieving playmakers as guests on our Playmakers Talk Show. Who are the high-achieving playmakers that you'd like to nominate? Right now, go to PlaymakersTalkShow.com. That's PlaymakersTalkShow.com, and tell us who's the most outstanding playmaker you know.
I'm Corey Mencken with the ASPCA, asking you to join our No Pet Store Puppies campaign and take our pledge not to buy anything at pet stores or on websites that sell puppies. Chances are that the cute puppy in the window or on the internet came from a puppy mill, a large-scale commercial breeding operation where dogs are housed in overcrowded, unsanitary conditions without adequate veterinary care, food, water, or socialization. Help the ASPCA end puppy mill cruelty by taking our pledge at nopetstorepuppies.com.
News and information, KLIF.
News every morning and afternoon.
More news, more stories than KRLD. News updates at least four times an hour, every 15 minutes. Right now, traffic on the fives. Every morning and afternoon, followed by weather. With the most trusted name in North Texas, WBAP meteorologist Brad Barton.
Business news updates at 20 and 50 minutes after the hour.
And sports from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Your commute is covered, coming and going.
News and information, 570 AM, 96.3 FM, HD2, KLIF. Want more news? This is the right place. Every morning, every afternoon.
Every afternoon.
More stories, more news on News and Information 570 KLIF.
News and Information 570 AM.
96.3 FM HD2. KLIF Dallas. KSCS FM HD2 Fort Worth. KLIF.com.
A Cumulus station.